그러면
저 뭐야?
Guys, for me, you know, my life was a mess. I was a mess. All I wanted to do was get high. I thought about it from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep. That was it. You know, I went to work just so I could get money to get high. I wasn't a very good thief. And when I first came into the rooms, you know, I saw the people in the rooms laughing and carrying on, and I thought all these people are getting high, you know. They got high before the meeting, they're going to get together after the meeting. They get high, you know. They're all just getting their slip signed or whatever, or hooking up with the girls and the men. You know, but I had to stick around. I was, like I said, I was forced to go to meetings. I didn't want to get clean. I had no real desire. I had pretty much surrendered to being an addict. I knew I was an addict long before I got clean, just because I knew I couldn't stop. You know, I had to get high every day, no matter what it was. So like I said, I didn't really believe anybody in the rooms was clean. You know, I came to meetings, I did what I had to do to keep my PO off my back, to keep my drug counselor off my back, and I was pretty toxic. I couldn't hear what anybody was saying. All I was doing was looking at the pretty girls. You know, I was like, okay, I keep going back for a little while. You know, maybe I get lucky. Who knows? I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I started watching people. I started listening to what people were saying. I could finally start hearing what people were saying. And I guess I was about 3 or 4 weeks clean when I finally surrendered and got clean. And I saw a guy I used to run with celebrating 20-some years clean. And I talked to him after the meeting, and I said, oh, that's where you went, because you just disappeared. And we were running buddies every day, and he just up and disappeared. And, of course, I just kept doing what I did. And, you know, that really sunk into me that, you know, this guy used like just like I did, and he's clean 20-some years. I couldn't believe it. I still talk to him, you know, on a regular basis. He was actually my second sponsor. So then I started really believing that, you know, what people were talking about in here was real, that I could find a new way to live, that I could find some happiness, that I could laugh without being high. Not that I laughed a lot being high, but I thought I did, you know. In the beginning, I did. You know, in the beginning, it was fun. I always liked doing stuff I wasn't supposed to be doing, even before I started using drugs. Shoplifting and vandalizing and just whatever got the adrenaline going, you know. So after being around for a little while, I've, you know, some of the things I was taught when I first got here was get a home group, get a sponsor, get into service. I got into service right away, and that's been really good, you know, to get to know people. I'm not a people person. I don't run around, and, you know, my friends list on Facebook might be big, but the people I really talk to is a small group of people. I'm not a real social person, and that just comes from the self-centered fear I grew up with my whole life, you know. And I'm better with that now, but I'm still, you know, I pick and choose who I talk to, which is probably not the most spiritual thing in the world, but it works for me, you know. And thank God that this program is an individual program, that I can work my program the way I need to work it to stay clean. The way I work my program might get 60 or 70% of you high, you know, and the other ones will be like, I'm not doing that much work, you know. So I've had people ask me to sponsor them, and you know, the thing I was taught was call me every day or get in contact with me every day and go to a meeting every day, and none of them can seem to do it. They can't go to a meeting every day. Oh, I got this to do and I got that to do. And I said, well, you got high every day, didn't you? So you can go to a meeting every day. That's what I was taught, so that's what I did. I went to a meeting every day for the better part of 5 years. You know, and yeah, I didn't always want to, but since, for me, and what I learned was, going to a meeting every day starts a new habit. So there's times I didn't want to go to a meeting. I found myself in the car driving to a meeting, even though I didn't want to go. And you know, that was one of the best new habits that I had learned, besides honesty and trying to learn how to be open to people. You know, I learned a lot around here, and, you know, I picked and choose from what I heard. And you know, over time, some of those things I heard I didn't listen to in the beginning, I got to listen to now. You know, it's all a process. You know, I've met plenty of people that have gone through all their steps in 6 months and, you know, done all these different things way different than the way I did it. Whatever works for you, you know, whatever works for you. I've been around for a little while. I haven't finished all my steps yet, you know. Like, I have to live that part of my life. You know, when I learn something new, I got to live it and beat my head against the wall until it really sinks in. You know, it takes a long time for me to get something to sink. And once it sinks, I'm good with it, you know. But one of the things that had me caught up when I first got clean was, you know, people talking about God and higher power. And that was something, I always felt like something was out there, but I never did anything with that. I never had a strong belief in it. I never prayed. I never did the church thing. And I was talking to somebody after a meeting one time, and I was asking him about it, because I asked a lot of questions when I got here to anybody. I just asked questions to find out different inputs on what people took from the program. And he said, well, you don't believe there's anything out there? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, what the fuck do you think got you clean? Because you didn't get yourself clean. And I said, well, that's for sure. I know. Because I would have got clean a long time ago if that was the case. You know, a lot of things lined up in my life, including, you know, being on papers and having to go to meetings and catching my last charge and just getting custody of my older children. Everything kind of worked together to put me in a place that I could find recovery and, you know, and have to stay around for a while until I got this. It's been a beautiful thing. My life is just full of so many miracles on a daily basis. I can't even keep up with them all, you know. Like, at first, I really saw them. And now sometimes at the end of the day, I sit back and I'm like, wow, those kind of things happen today. Just like, just perfect order to make, you know, whatever happened. Like I said, I got custody of my two older kids probably about a year before I got clean. I don't know how, because I was messed up. But it took me getting clean, them still living with me, to realize they're both smoking weed in the house. They're both using, and me and their mother were both addicts, you know, and that's just kids. Like, we're invincible when we're 18, 16, 15. We can do anything, you know, and I tried to talk to them about it, but, you know, when you're that age, you think you can get away with anything. And I just told them, I love you. You can't do the shit in my house. Take it outside. Other than that, I had to leave it alone because nobody could have got me clean at that age. And I didn't have the energy or the knowledge to be digging through their shit, looking for their stuff, chasing them around, here pissing his cup, all that kind of stuff. I was busy trying to stay clean, you know. And maybe they lost a little bit of time with me because of that, but, you know, I'm still around because of that. You know, I'm able to be around. And they bounce. You know, they haven't gotten in all the trouble I used to get into, so who knows if they're addicts or not, I can't tell. But when I first got clean, I lived with them, smoking weed in the house. I worked with guys that I used with, you know, I was still surrounded by drugs. I mean, I work in the construction industry, so on any job site, if I looked hard enough, it's there. But the surrender that came from me, and I don't know how to do that or explain how to do that to anyone else, but I know that I had a complete and total surrender to the program. I broke down after a meeting one night. I was crying. I told these guys, I can't stay clean. They said, well, you're going to meetings every day. All you got to do is stop getting high. And I was like, well, that sounds real simple right now. You know? And since that day, I haven't used. And that was in 2008. It sounds simple, but I guess until your spirit is put in that position where you're willing to give up, I don't know how anybody stays clean and recovers. You know, I see people that are clean and I think more abstinent than recovering, but, you know, whatever it takes, right? I can't judge on anybody else's recovery. And I know that there's no way I'd be clean without NA. You know, there's just no way. Is there anybody in here with less than 30 days clean? Welcome. That's the most, you know, beautiful thing is to see people come in and stay. A lot of people come in and don't stay. I've come down here every year since I got clean. It's been my little escape from reality. Come down here for the 3 days and not pay no bills and not clean nothing and not hear no kids crying and not cook no food. To just come down here. And it was very nerve-wracking the first time. I mean, the first meeting I walked into, I felt like an alien. You know, I see all these people, and there was a lot of young people and a lot of older people, not a lot of people my age. You know, and I found every reason to disassociate with the groups of people that were in the meetings anyways, other than we all lived in the same area. But, you know, like I said, I had to come to meetings or I was going to go to jail. And jail really wasn't an option for me. I couldn't do it. And I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable after the meetings when people would group up outside the meeting and try to talk. And I try to get into conversations, and I realize it now because I have these ongoing conversations with people I see every once in a while that just keep carrying over. But when you're new, you got shit to talk about to anybody other than I'm new, and, you know, it's very difficult to get into a group of people, and where I got clean was very cliquish, and I'm not a cliquish kind of person, but... You know, I started paying attention to the people that had a lot of clean time, and those are the people I try to get close to. You know, the people with 20 years, 5 years, and those are the people that I would ask to sponsor me. I don't think I ever would have asked somebody with a year clean to sponsor me. I wanted somebody that had a lot of knowledge of the program, that had been around, that had seen the things that are going to help me stay clean. Now I was a newcomer, and, you know, the first thing they tell you is don't get in a relationship. So the first thing I did is get in a relationship. It had been many, many years since I had been with a woman, and I needed to get that taken care of. And in doing that, I ended up with a baby. She's 7 years old now, and she's been a big blessing in my life. You know, I did a lot of things wrong. I still do a lot of things wrong. But I try to correct myself and not continue to do those things for an indefinite period of time. You know, I was fortunate enough to be part of this convention a couple years ago when our area did it. And I got really burned out. You know, I got burned out on the people, the nitpicking, the arguing, and everything that goes on when you put on a convention. It's there's a lot that goes into it until you're part of it. You don't really realize. Spend a year working on it, first off. You're in meetings all the time with the same people. And personalities come out. And my personality is to sit back and let everybody just do what they do. And I just chill. Everybody else likes to argue and bitch and nitpick and all that. But anyways, my point is, after that convention was over, I took a little hiatus. And I stopped going to meetings. And I don't recommend that. And I really stopped talking to a lot of people, and I don't recommend that either. But, you know, I found, and my personality is, I got to put myself through a lot of pain to learn anything. I was married in this process, not to my baby mama. I got in another relationship. And she wasn't too well off, but like I was explaining to a friend of mine earlier, you know, sometimes we regress to moments of chaos in our life because that's what we're familiar with, and it's not pleasant, but it's familiar. So that's something you really need to watch as you go through your as I go through my recovery, is to not put myself in those comfortable, uncomfortable positions because they're not comfortable. I made myself feel just as bad as when I ran out of drugs and didn't have any money left and still wanted to get high. Clean, plenty of times. But I've had to beat myself up to get those lessons in. And I didn't do these things on purpose, but maybe subconsciously I did. Who knows? Back to the praying thing. And, you know, when that guy told me, you know, you didn't get yourself clean, he said, but you can pray for the obsession and compulsion to use to be lifted. And I said, well, it's not going to hurt me to try. I prayed every day. And I think I was somewhere between 6 and 9 months clean. And I stopped thinking about drugs. Well, I stopped thinking about getting high. I stopped having that compulsion to use. Stopped having the desire to use. And when problems came about, you know, not problems, but when life came about, you know, I tried to seek the solution rather than, man, I would really like to get high right now. You know, those thoughts were gone. And that amazed me that that was even possible. Because for every minute of every day, for better than 26 years, that's all I thought about. How am I going to get high today? Do I have enough money? How long is it going to last? All the things that we think about. You know, today is special to me. I've never spoken at a convention. I've spoken some other things. I appreciate the chance to do it. And, you know, if you don't believe you can stay clean, you know, talk to somebody, because we've all been through everything. Death, marriage, divorce, anything you can think of. I've been arrested twice since I've been clean for undrug-related things. Got married, gotten divorced. Haven't experienced death yet, but I know that there's people out there I can talk to when I need, you know, when it's my time to go through that, because everybody's going to have a time. You know, I've learned how to be happy. I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go to work, I'm ready to get my daughter ready, I'm ready to take her to school. I don't wake up like, oh, fuck, I don't want to go to work today. It's Monday or it's Thursday, or it didn't matter what day it was when I was using, I didn't want to get up, you know, because then I had to work at getting high again. You know, today I wake up with another chance to rebuild my life and become a better person. You know, try to help somebody else out. And trying to learn something that helps me out in the process. I don't pray every day like I used to, because I feel more today like I have a pretty good conscious contact with my higher power. And I do need to stop and pray once in a while, because it does open my mind up. But I see what I do now, you know. I see when I act out. I see when I do stupid shit or say the wrong thing. And those are things I have no clue when I was using. I didn't care how I acted. I didn't care what you thought of me. So unless you were my dealer, then I wanted to be your best friend and kiss your ass. But other than that, I didn't care about what my parents thought. Didn't care about what my friends thought. You know, and they were all just using buddies anyway. Today, my life is definitely blessed, and life is life. It's not easy, and that's what I ran from. You know, previous to this, was running away from growing up and being mature and getting my shit together and doing what I'm supposed to do. I struggled with that with my baby mama, and it is what it is. You know, you can't change anybody else. I can't change my kids. I can't change my parents. I'm doing good just to make changes on me, you know, and make myself better. If this is your first convention, enjoy it. Go to meetings. Especially the main meetings, pretty awesome. You know, you'll find some speakers that speak a little better than me. And, get out, eat some food, enjoy the beach. You know, and I guess I'm just really, really grateful every day. And I feel it every day, you know, that I don't have to get up and get high. You know, I'm not... I haven't run through the steps, you know, I haven't done all the steps, I have a working knowledge of all the steps, I have a really good working knowledge of the program, and I know what keeps me clean. Keeps me clean to be honest, to be open, to be caring, you know, to put myself out there in awkward situations like this when I didn't really want to do it, you know, But I was always taught when you're asked to do any kind of service work, just say yes. Don't think about it. Because my first thought is to say no. So if I just don't think about it and say yes, you know, it helps me to grow. Maybe it helps someone else, you know, and that's what this is all about. And it's funny, when we look at all of us, we all look like a bunch of freaking crazy drug addict criminals, hoodlums, gangsters, you know. But when we all get together, it's amazing, you know, how you can just walk up and hug somebody around here and no one's going to go like, what the, you know, who are you, you know, why are you touching me? Just don't be inappropriate. I'm not sure what else to talk about. What time is it? 7 more minutes. I will say that, you know, like I said, I've acted out on some things. I got married in here, like I said. We were married for just under 2 years. When that was over, it was a mess. It was painful. I was disappointed with myself. I was disappointed with her. And I acted out a lot. I was chasing women around. I had no regards for their feelings. I had no regards for their emotions. I was out to fill a hole that I had in myself, that I guess I had had the whole time, but I filled with a baby mama and then a wife, because I wasn't ready to deal with those things. I'm still working on that. You know, there's probably always going to be a little hole that I need to work on and put God in instead of other stuff like shopping, chasing women, buying shit I don't need because it feels good for 2 minutes and then I wish I could take it back, but I threw the receipt away on purpose so I couldn't take it back. You know, overeating. I'm on a diet now. It's the first time in my life I've ever tried to do anything with my health. You know, I'm just always trying to be better than I was yesterday. Sometimes yesterday was a horrible day as far as the way I acted, but every day is a beautiful day to be clean.
Yes.
That's about all I got. I thank you all for listening.